Robbie, how was your weekend? Was it off? How was
not
it?
Well, it was like everybody else's. Spent at the local park with 1,000 other people.
There were some people out and about,
so
Rob.
True.
Yeah, lockdown was...
vacation.
Yeah, vacation time at most suburban parks. And, yeah, lots of people out and about. Great to see.
Now, what did you make, firstly, of England's performance? Beating, Ukraine 4-0. And it was a dominant performance, their most dominant of the tournament so far. Have they got it in them, Robbie, to win the Euros?
Of course they have. They're in the semi-finals. They're up against Denmark, where if they show the form they've showed recently, they should win, which is no disrespect to a very brave Denmark side. But this England team, the only game they'll have to play away from Wembley, if they make the final, of course, which is only a game away, they had to play Ukraine in Italy, and they were absolutely superb. And I think the introduction of former Dortmund player, because we hear he's moving to England, Jadon Sancho, in an attacking midfield role behind the front three, gave Harry Kane and took a lot of pressure off him, and certainly added another dimension to their play. Raheem Sterling, who, yeah, many thought shouldn't start in this tournament, given that he'd been left out of that Manchester City team in the run into the title for them, but he's been their best player, and he was absolutely fantastic again. So it was a very, very complete performance against the Ukraine, and one that I expected, to be honest, and I expect they will beat Denmark Thursday morning, and I think it'll be a lot closer. Denmark are a plucky side. They were very good in their first half against the Czech Republic, but had to really dig in the second half as Czech Republic came at them. So I expect England to win in a tighter contest, and I do believe that Italy will beat Spain, who, you know, when you think without any big star players in this Spanish team, they make the semi-finals for the first time since 2012, which is when they won it. No Real Madrid players, and they find themselves in the top four. But I don't think they can beat Italy. I think Italy at times are unplayable when they're going forward with Insigne, Immobile, and they've got a very, very good defence. It's going to be a tough game for Wembley to prevail and make it an England-Italy final at Wembley.
Oh, please tell me England can't beat Italy, if that's the case, Robbie.
Well, see, here's another anti-English comment, which is bordering
mate,
on.
Can you more than anyone will know the chaos that will be created over in the UK if England win. Surely you don't want that for them.
Oh, what, so chaos doesn't win when we win in the cricket over here? Or we win
not like, we don't carry on like that. We don't carry on like England.
Don't.
No way.
I think
open bus tour. I've never had an open bus tour in Australia, let me tell you.
Well, it's not our thing, is it? But there's other
no, that's my point. England carry on like they're the only team ever in the history to have won a competition or to have won a series.
Clarkie's scarred, Robbie.
Come on, Italy. I'm wearing my jersey.
Well, let's be honest. They haven't won much. They've only ever won one World Cup, so give them a break. So if they
one
win
too
it,
many.
If they win the Euros, this will be their first ever Euros, and they've only won a World Cup, which was 66 in 1966. So I don't know how many open top buses they've had. So I think they'd be well deserved to have an open top bus if they do win Euros. And I'm firmly behind England. I love this Italian side, but I don't like which. Surprises me that Clark, you would be behind them, given you know the publicity they're getting around their play acting and their diving. It's tough to watch Italy run a game out. It truly is painful, but they are a super side, and I think they will make the final. But I think that the open top buses will come streaming into Wembley at the final whistle to take the hordes out into the street.
Oh, hey, Rob, no. can I ask? Because Italy didn't make the last World Cup. So why, and they've always been, you know, a strong nation, you know, when it comes to football. What's been the change? What's happened in the last 3 years?
Yeah, look, it was a massive surprise. And this shows you, and, you know, we talk about our group qualifying group in Asia, and you got South America, you got CONCACAF, which is Central America qualifying, and Oceania, of course, with New Zealand. But when you look at, and that's why sometimes people say the Euros, obviously without your Brazil and Argentina, is the best football tournament in the world, because you know most of the best countries in the world in football come from Europe, and that's why at World Cups, quite often a big European nation will not be there because there's just not enough qualifying spots. So someone has to miss out. And right. Literally last time, Netherlands as well missed out. And they missed out of the last Euros as well. So, you know, things do go in cycles, but there's no doubt that former Man City manager Roberto Mancini has done a fantastic job with this young Italian side. They are great to watch. They're not great to watch, as I just said, closing out games, but they've got some fantastic players. The goal from Insigne, I think it was the opening goal against in their win against Belgium, was top class, and they're a very good side. I think it was their second goal. It proved to be the winner, actually. So, yeah, they're a terrific side that have been reborn after not making the last World Cup and certainly doing very, very well in the Euros.
We've had a text from John from Moorbank, and for our listeners
John from Moorbank.
Our listeners who may not have seen this in the Sunday Telegraph, Mido Loz Clarkey, Robbie should be cashed up and good for a snip when he puts his Maradona jersey under the hammer, as reported in the paper yesterday, Johnny from Moorbank. So, Robbie, you've come to the end of the road with that great jersey you were given after that famous World Cup qualifier in 1993. What are your reasons for putting it up for auction?
Well, I think... I've thought about it for quite some time, and I got approached about 6 months ago by someone, Julian's Auctions, they're called in the US, and I thought, well, it was sitting in a drawer for so many years, and then it went to the museum, of course, at the SCG, where it was very well looked after, and I just don't see any reason now to keep the shirt, to be honest, and I think it deserves to be with someone who, you know, who's an Argentinian fan. There's lots of them, and they are mad. And I think that's where we'll probably go.
Now, I don't know if you've caught any of the Copa America, but we could be on track for a Brazil-Argentina final.
Yeah, exactly. And it's incredible, you know. And I didn't realise this, to be honest, because I'm not a massive follower of the Copa. I watch some of the games, of course, particularly when Brazil and Argentina are playing. But Argentina have never won a Copa, and that's extraordinary. So Lionel Messi, you know, this generation has never won a major tournament, as in the World Cup or a Copa America. So, look, he'll be desperate to win this. But you're right, it is on track for a Brazil-Argentina final, and we'll certainly be watching that if that happens.
Robbie, you go and have a great week, mate, and hopefully we, look, I really want to see England in the final, just to watch the scenes over there at the UK.
Don't wash your mouth out, Mido.
Clarkey, they'll lose in a penalty shootout in the
final. Mate, you told me they'd lose the quarters, then the semis, now you're telling me they're losing the final.
Do you know what happens?
Wash your mouth out.
Hey, Gerard, you know, Clarkey, there's something that normally happens when you death ride someone.
Yeah, correct.
So much.
The opposite.
The opposite happens.
If that's the case, I hope they win.
And your hell will be for eternity. You will sit in a room with a television screen in front of you showing an open top bus in England celebrating. And that will be your eternity.
Bring it on.
Enjoy it.
I'm off to the park for 9 hours.